Incident at the Local Target by Robert Cooperman, read by Charles Rammelkamp. Wendy, Christmas shopping without her daughter's or granddaughter's help, and forget her son, who comes over only to eat and say nasty things about anyone who doesn't look like him, was lugging a carton bulky as a sea turtle, panicking to watch it tilt over the cart's side like deck cargo falling overboard in a squall, when a young African-American woman rushed over and stopped a few feet away and soothed as if to a thunder-terrified puppy. "Don't worry, baby. I'm just lending a hand." "Oh, thank you so much," Wendy gushed, thinking, "Am I just a frightened old bigot in her eyes?" She fought tears, and between the two of them manhandled the box into her car trunk. "You have a wonderful Christmas," the young woman wished her. "The same to you and yours." Wendy hugged the woman like long-lost friends who know they'll be parted all too soon. Later, Wendy described the incident to her son, who, in between forking down her apple pie, commented, "Sure she didn't take your wallet?" "I won't even dignify that with a denial," Wendy shot back. "She was just so kind." But after Sam left, Wendy checked her handbag, ashamed of herself all over again.